Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with today's Call to Worship. The face of God. No man has seen God, but we have seen him reflected in his Son, Jesus. And we see him described in Scripture. As we focus on him, his love for us, and we have a true godly perspective, the things of this earth will grow dim in the light of his glory and grace. God in heaven, please help us. Help us, Lord, to see you today. We want to see Jesus. Thank you, God, for your word, Scripture, that describes who you are. And as we are told in the New Testament, that to have seen Christ is to have seen you. Direct our thoughts today, Lord, as we look into passages that describe the face of God. Although there were many, many people who saw your Son, Jesus, after his resurrection, your word says that blessed are those of us who have not seen him, yet have believed. We praise you, Father, for your love and provision of your grace that we will see you and your Son face to face someday. Thank you for these precious moments we can spend with you today. Amen.
late afternoon when we got to the tomb, wrapped his body and sealed up the grave.
So I know how you feel. His death was so real. But please listen and hear.
Tell you he. Jesus is the way. Jesus.
You are listening to Call to Worship and Praise. Call to Worship is a one-hour radio program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship and includes scripture reading and short devotional topic. Each song is carefully chosen to complement the topic while edifying the believer and as a testimony to the unsaved. All of this in an attitude of worship and praise. The Call to Worship time together each weekend is not just a music program, but it is an extended time of worship that's designed to flow seamlessly and thematically from one element to the next, all with one purpose in mind, to glorify God and to give thanks for His marvelous gift of salvation and forgiveness. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program, and thanks to your generosity, it continues to minister from our website, calltoworship.us, and on radio stations across the United States. Thank you for your letters and faithful support. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Please remember to mention the call letters of this station and be sure to thank them for including Call to Worship in their programming. Thank you for worshiping with us today.
Name of Jesus. Lord of all and every living thing.
The face of God speaks of who He is. It tells us what He is. His face tells us of His love. It tells us of His righteousness, of His holiness. Please join me now as we look into the face of God and His Word, the Bible. God speaking to Moses from Exodus 33, "But you may not look directly at my face, for no man may see me and live. Then I will remove my hand and let you see me from behind, but my face will not be seen." John chapter 1, "No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, He hath declared Him." From John 14, "Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also, and from henceforth you know him, and have seen him." Philip saith unto him, "Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us." Jesus saith unto him, "Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father." From Hebrews 1, "Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets, but in these last days He has spoken to us by His Son, whom He appointed the heir of all things, through whom also He created the world. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of His nature, and He upholds the universe by the word of His power. After making purification for our sins, He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become as much superior to the angels as the name He has inherited is more excellent than theirs." Listen to the blessing Aaron pronounced on the children of Israel from Numbers 6:22. "And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying, On this wise you shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make His face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up His countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they shall put My name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them." Psalm chapter 4, "Many people say, Who will show us better times? Let Your face smile upon us, Lord." Psalm 11, "For the righteous, Lord, loves justice. The virtuous will see His face." Psalm 80, "Turn us again to Yourself, O Lord, God of heaven's armies. Make Your face shine down upon us. Only then will we be saved." Matthew 17, "And after 6 days, Jesus took with Him Peter, James, and John, His brother, and led them up on a high mountain by themselves. And He was transfigured before them, and His face shone like the sun, and His clothes became white as light." 2 Corinthians chapter 4, "And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers, to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For what we proclaim is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, with ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." From Psalm 31, "My times are in Thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies and from them that persecute me. Make Thy face to shine upon Thy servant. Save me for Thy mercy's sake." Psalm 89, "Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of Thy countenance." From Revelation chapter 1, "He held 7 stars in His right hand, and a sharp two-edged sword came out of His mouth, and His face was like the sun in all its brilliance." From Revelation 10, "Then I saw another mighty angel coming down from heaven, surrounded by a cloud, with a rainbow over his head. His face shone like the sun, and his feet like pillars of fire." Revelation 22, and they will see his face, and his name will be written on their foreheads. From 1 John chapter 3, see what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we shall be called children of God. And so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. Even so, Lord, come quickly. And all God's people said, Amen.
Someday life's journey will be o'er, and I shall reach that distant shore. I'll sing while entering heaven's door. Jesus, led me. As I lay my burdens down, Jesus, led me all the way. If God should let me there review the winding paths of earth I knew, it would be proven clear and true. Jesus, led me all the way. Jesus, led me all the way. Led me step by step each day. I will tell the saints and angels as I lay my burdens down. And hitherto my Lord hath led, today he guided step I tread, and soon in heaven it will be said, Jesus, led me all the way. Jesus, led me all the way. Led me step by step. As I lay my burdens down, Jesus.
A city called glory, so bright and so fair. When I enter the gates, I cried, holy. The angels all met me there. They carried me from mansion to mansion. Then I said, I want to see Jesus, the one who died for all. Then I bow on my knees and cry, the gates of that city, my loved ones all knew me well. They took me down the street of heaven.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song as we think about the face of God. We will see Him face to face, and soon. Our goal is that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take just a moment and write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, that is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. When you write, be sure to include the call letters of this station. You're invited to visit our website at www.calltoworship.us. You'll find more information about us there, and you can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry right there. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His peace.
There are moments in this life when it's hard to carry on. When I think about my father and all the loved ones that are gone, friends and close relations somewhere on the other side, they've passed into forever, but the love will never die. Sometimes this tired world starts bringing my heart down, but you've got to bear the cross if you want to wear the crown. I often get impatient as Father Time keeps dragging on. I've waded through the darkness, now I'm ready for the dawn. I'm ready the dawn. I wanna see heaven where the faithful carry on. I wanna see heaven, oh Lord. I wanna see heaven where the pain of sin is gone.
That my crazy mind can reach is to set my heart on heaven and to live the things I preach. So I'm living every moment as if each one was my last. Put my treasure where my heart is.